This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You've got your chance right now. A 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Text the word Disneyland. D-I-S-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D. All one word. Text the word Disneyland to our contest line, which is 20357. And you'll be qualified for this 4-pack of tickets and be in the running for the grand prize vacation. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text Disneyland to 20357. That's it. You'll be entered to win. Disneyland is this hour's code word.
Wahoo.
For the Disneyland tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could try to keep it simple here. And by the way, there's like, I think at least 5 more chances for you to win these today. There's noon and then 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the 05s with Jane. It's pretty easy. It's a very simple way to get entered and win these things. Okay. I'm going to start with Katy Perry.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's good. She's doing pretty good.
She looks better than ever.
What was the name of that tour? It wasn't Eras. It was...
Oh, wasn't Eras?
Like all of the, your times.
Lifetimes.
Lifetimes. The Lifetimes tour. That's what it is. Lifetimes.
All of your...
All of your different times of your life. All of your times.
The time zone tour.
The times of your life tour. Yeah. The Lifetimes tour. I can't believe you pulled that out. It's great.
I'm here all week.
Yeah. But the memory thing is...
Oh, okay. Mwah,
chef's kiss, bud. So Katy Perry, she is... I'm trying to like Jeff Bezos's space... outfit, but now, you know, I've always really been into space. I love it. I love hearing about it, thinking about it. I love outer space novels. I want all the sci-fi I can get.
You're
in my life.
You're walking a line on the boycott right now. You're dangerously close.
No, I listen. Here's the thing, though. He is also one of these people who's trying to get us off the planet. Mm. Private sector money. Elon is very disappointing to me. I drove to... Shoot, what is the name of the town? It's like an area in L.A. Hawthorne.
Hawthorne is a place.
Yeah. So that's where SpaceX is. Like, I went there, and there's the giant tube that runs down the whole street, and there's the building and the rockets and everything, and we all took all pictures, and we're all excited about it. Like, I love that about him. So now, after making... nonstop fun of the giant space penis that Jeff Bezos has been shooting up there, because it really does. It's a very mushroomy looking thing. I'm going to try and get behind that. And Katy Perry is going to go up as part of this all female mission on Jeff Bezos.
She's going to be a space cadet.
Blue Origin. Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
But not with Elon. You've broken up with him.
I've broken up with him.
You
so I'm
say.
Gonna, yeah. Well, I'm trying to get behind Blue Origin.
How can you not love that he got a custom MAGA hat? It's all black.
Yeah.
With the lettering.
Yeah.
You don't love that?
Oh, no. It's great. Oh, my God. So.
There he is.
Wonderful. Well, he is the Dark Overlord, so it only makes sense that he'd be wearing a black hat.
A custom black MAGA hat.
So, Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Back to her.
Yeah. I know, but it's so tempting to go there, you know?
Katy Perry is going to go to outer space. In between shows.
Maybe she's got some time between them.
She's on the Lifetime's tour as we speak.
I don't think this has happened. She is, actually. That is. Well, I don't know. Has that kicked off yet?
I don't think so. It's this summer.
Mm. Oh, so she's going
to go to
space?
She's
just selling tickets for it right now. That's all right. All they're doing.
I mean, you go up for like 60 seconds or something?
It isn't that long. But you're up. You're up high enough. You're up. Whatever the official, you're out of the. It's high enough. You're up.
I'm on the 10th floor. That's high enough.
It's high. Well, are we on the 10th floor? Oh, yeah. Studio 9 on the 10th floor. Okay. Katy Perry is going into briefly into.
Every day.
Inner outer space.
Press 10. Every day.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Actually. You look so shocked when I said 10th floor. You're like, oh, really?
Every single day.
But remember, though, you take your card, you lay it on the thing, and then the only one that lights, I just poke the one that lights up.
Yeah, the big 10.
It says 10 right
on it. I don't have numbers on them. I'm not looking that close. I guess I knew it was the 10th floor.
The L means lobby, by the way.
What? What are you talking about?
That's the only other
button. Doesn't mean go lower.
In case you were wondering what it was.
Yeah. Anyway.
Katy Perry.
She is on the space mission. It's all. Listen, don't. I just don't look that hard at it. I have other things to do. I'm looking at my phone or whatever.
What do you mean we're on the 10th floor? I'm Studio 9.
Because I saw Studio 9. I was like, no, we're on the 9th floor because we're in Studio 9. You're in Studio 10, right?
Yes, I'm on the 10th floor. You're on the 9th floor. Even though we're looking at each other.
On the 9th floor.
Looking right at each other.
I heard there is another floor here. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Is going into outer space.
What's she going to do there?
She's going to be part of the all-female crew that's on board. This is one of the Blue Origin space flights. I don't believe I have a date yet on this.
She's been wearing a lot of really cute space outfits lately, too. So,
oh, like sort of a pre-sale for this?
Haven't you seen all the stuff she's been...
What are you talking about?
She's wearing like chest plate type things with weird moon booty-looking pants and shoes. No?
Well, I don't go on social media, but I definitely remember her wearing some much more sexy outfits as she was leading up to her Lifetime's tour announcement.
Let me see if I can, what comes up right
away.
Yeah,
just space outfits.
Oh, she's going up with one of the chicks from CBS Mornings.
She is. So there's three chicks on this flight you've heard of and three chicks that you haven't heard of. And the three that you haven't heard of are the ones who will save them if anything goes wrong. In case you're wondering, they are calling this a 6-woman crew.
Well, so Katie's not commanding the spaceship.
Oh, no, she is definitely in command of this. I don't know. The ones you'll know are Katy Perry, Gayle King from Mornings. So that's Oprah's girlfriend. CBS Mornings. And Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her packed into the tightest spacesuit you've ever seen on Earth. You know how most spacesuits are fully sealed, you know, so you could go out, you could spacewalk. Hers has giant cleavage.
Yeah, there's a picture of her hair that she's got. She's even got a t-shirt cinched up to show off her.
You realize that that's Katy Perry, not Lauren Sanchez,
oh, is that
right?
Her? Oh, okay. Well, Katy Perry's got a cinched up t-shirt. It looked like her.
You did not even look at her face. You just went, look at those boobs.
I did just look at the boobs.
I know. I know you. Anyway. Gayle King from CBS Mornings, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez,
don't
and
worry, everyone.
Katy Perry.
It's the nice billionaire.
For now. I used to think he was the jokey billionaire. Now I'm like, he's my favorite. If I got to have a favorite, he's the one. Okay, so there's the three women you've heard of. And the three other women are a filmmaker, a civil rights activist, and an aerospace engineer. So that's the one person who's like, oh, really? I'm the one aerospace engineer. Things are going wrong and now it's on me. Let's see. Lauren Sanchez reportedly brought the mission together. They don't have a hard date for launch. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up. I couldn't miss it. Shooting up.
I've been told that this is an expensive trip.
Yes.
Is Katy Perry getting a freebie, or is Katy Perry penciling out a check for the flight?
I cannot imagine a world in which Katy Perry has to pay for anything. If you get Katy Perry on your flight, it's because Katy Perry said, yeah, you can pay me to be on your flight. Like, they're paying her to be on the flight. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. This is, honestly, that's why you get a celebrity on there, right? Is so that you get some publicity.
Well, sure. But I mean, I feel like you're already comping your girlfriend, or is that the wife now?
Girlfriend, fiance. But I actually was thinking about how, you know, supposedly this is all Lauren's idea. It's like, you know, it's a girls' space weekend or whatever. We're going to have a girls' night out of space, outer space. So she's all like,
what are you doing tonight?
Jeff, I was thinking that, you know, she's not Taylor, but it would be great if we could get Katy.
Taylor.
How dare you?
But she's not Taylor. Just, I thought a giant pop star. Nope, not Taylor. We're going to get Katy Perry.
And
then I was thinking we could get like Oprah or Oprah's girlfriend, if that's all that's who's available. And then I don't know, like someone who could maybe save the day, and then like a filmmaker in case they want to cast me in anything, and a civil rights activist too. How does that sound? Does that sound like a well-rounded group of women for
one
my
of those celebrities?
Girls' night, utter space.
Really would not like to hear that they are also Rands.
Mm, well,
sorry, Katy.
Yeah,
Gail.
Oh my God, they're my besties. Oh, I love it. So what do you say, Jeff? We'll get them up there.
Well, you know that is very expensive. To fly the giant space penis.
Yeah, but you've got plenty of money, so let's do it. It'll be a good pub, fun. And I'll wear that low-cut spacesuit you love so much.
Oh, you know that's not going to protect you from anything.
I know. That's why we have an aerospace engineer going with us. So Lauren reportedly is the mastermind behind this whole thing. And the launch is scheduled tentatively for sometime this spring. Because Katy may have time sometime this spring. I don't know. I mean, she's got to work out how all her dates fall. But
oh,
she's going to have to work that. She's got a big tour coming up.
Yeah, she does.
Lauren says, I'm honored to lead a team of explorers on a mission that will challenge their perspectives of Earth, empower them to share their own stories, and create lasting impact that will inspire generations to come. Oh. Katy Perry posted a picture of the crew. Oh, by the way, that's up. I think I might have sent you that. Can you put that on the ceremony Facebook page? I think I put it up. I'm not positive. I post so much stuff up there. Facebook page. It's amazing. So she posted up a picture of the crew and she said, I'm very honored to be among this diverse group of celestial sisters. I'm going to write a song about it. There they are.
Okay. Well, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to get in that ride, right?
I definitely do want to do it.
No, with them.
Oh, not with them.
Oh.
No, I don't want to be in that ride. That looks like an annoying group. Actually, I'd probably be the most annoying person in that group. I'd be fine with it. It's fine. I'll go up with anyone. I don't care. Who do I care? I just want to look back at Earth. I think that would be amazing.
Who's the least known there? I see her going, who's the talkative bitch?
Shut her up. My God, is she really making fun of my aerospace engineering degree? Yeah, that's going to be helpful. Let's crack open some of these control panels. What do you think? Look, I brought a wrench for you. Let's have some fun. Does this thing shoot fireworks out its rear end?
What floor?
Oh, it's a rocket that's shaped like a penis. My God, what fun we're all in here. The rocket. Okay. So that's that. That's one story.
It's on the site, by the way.
Thanks.
It's going up right now.
Joe Bro fans. Don't laugh. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
I'm just guessing if it comes to vote, you're the one that gets kicked out of the spaceship.
I'm scrappy though, Finn. I'm definitely, you just know the aerospace engineer doesn't have, you know, she's not a secret ninja like I am. If you're a Joe Bro fan, laugh all you want. It is a secret, so I'm not going to prove it to you.
Okay. Joe Bros, right. Joe Sorry. Bros.
There is going to be a huge fan event in their home state of New Jersey, and it's called JonasCon. This is the Jonas Brothers celebrating 20 years. When my kids were little, we used to listen to Radio Disney, which I think is gone. Not that I'm looking for it now because I don't have little kids, but oh my God, did we live and die by that?
We never used it.
We could drive around when my kids were like 5 and 3.
Was that on a regular radio station
here in town?
Okay.
And there would be some ladies, nice DJ lady who was hosting, and she'd be like, hey, I'm going to tell you a story about, and she would read you a story. And then the kids would be like, you know, she'd be asking questions and the kids would be yelling stuff out and they just loved it. And then they'd start playing like, you know, I come from the year 3000. Not much has changed, but we live underwater. And that's one of the Jonas Brothers songs when they were little kids. Because they're all, I don't know, are they in their 40s? I have no idea, actually. But 20 years ago, they had some songs out. And now everybody is like, we need JonasCon. And it is on. So if you're a big Joe Bro fan, it's March 23rd. It's at the country's second largest mall, American Dream, in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Is the largest one still the one in Minnesota?
Mall of America.
Mall of America. Is that, and there's a huge one in Philly, right?
The King of Prussia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. This is a nod to the group's early mall performances. They used to do that. It's a free experience. It celebrates the Jonas Brothers' two-decade career, live performances, DJ sets, Q&A panels, fan activations, pop-up surprises, immersive experiences, and special guest appearances.
I know lots of stuff happens outside my day-to-day life, and certainly the Jonas Brothers have never been in there until, like...
Till he married Sansa?
Till he divorced Sansa, really. Mm-hmm. That was when he showed up on this show in a big way. And I was shocked to see, like, oh, he's a big deal. Mm. And he's masterminding, like, a full slam on the mother of his children. Like,
yeah,
what a takedown.
I mean, they wanted the Jonas Brothers to go to space, but they got stuck with Oasis. I mean, that's how big the Jonas Brothers are. They're bigger than.
They got what do you mean by that?
Yeah, the whole second tier thing that we were talking about. Terrible callback.
I thought maybe it was just something I wasn't picking up.
Says that's like asking for Keanu Reeves and getting who's the other guy?
Alex Winter.
Alex Winter.
Ted. I don't know which one was Bill and which one was Ted. Was Keanu Ted?
Very well done, 415.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
What? Oh.
It happens every day.
A woman tries to vandalize her ex's car. What happens? Oh. I'll tell you after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Omicid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Omicid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Amazing just the way you are. You don't have to try to be a hero. Don't worry about it. Thanks for the backup there, Bruno. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about on today's show. There's so many trailers, so much info up there. Check us out, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. That's right, it's Friday, so that's tomorrow morning, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend your Saturday morning with friends, same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3. Yesterday was a lot hotter than I knew it would be, turns out, but we are cooling down today with clouds and some sun. Rain over the weekend, though. There's that.
That's
today
is the guess.
National Boycott Day.
Economic boycott.
Yes. Buy local. Use cash. Otherwise, don't get anything.
Yeah. Don't be ordering things online. If you can, you know, look, maybe you're not down with the hippy dippy, like, let's all band together and do this thing. But it's an interesting idea. And I'm like, okay, I'll try and still see what happens with that. What will the impact of, even if it's only 20% of us, what would that impact be?
So there's that.
All right.
29-year-old guy in Vancouver, British Columbia, got ripped the other night at a wedding on Saturday.
And you got to love the people who get ripped at your wedding.
People took his keys away to stop him from driving drunk. This was around 1:45 in the morning.
That's a fun wedding.
He wasn't happy about it and started a fight. Then the cops showed up and arrested him for breach of the peace and drove him home to sleep it off.
Eh?
Instead of passing out like a good drunk should, he decided to call an Uber, went back to the wedding venue to get his car, and drove drunk anyway.
Oh.
He sped by the police station at 3:50 in the morning, Jesus, going twice the speed limit. They clocked him at 76 in a 30.
That does seem excessive.
They arrested him again and tossed him in the jail to sober up. And this time he's getting drunk driving charges and will lose his license for at least 3 months.
That sounds like it'll stop him.
Well, drunk people, I mean,
they're the best.
They make really rational, smart decisions.
Yes. Very level-headed, responsible, good people.
Next story.
All right.
An 18-year-old woman in Florida was arrested.
Oh. What did she do? Yeah, like that?
What's that? No.
That's not what she did?
It isn't what she did. What is that? Smash your windows out my car.
I'll bust the windows out your car. Yeah, it's like a...
You got that sound effect?
I do not have that.
We had that sound effect
That was definitely
forever.
On Pulse Play, but we don't have that.
Where is it? Good.
Yeah.
Bust the windows out my car.
I think we had the Glee version of that.
Never mind.
Sometimes you got to let it go.
But yeah, we've had to. It's a lot of stuff.
All the stuff.
Yeah. I know.
Years and years.
Build it all up. Start it going. Get it going.
An 18-year-old woman in Florida named Evelina Fabianski was arrested on Wednesday after she and another 16-year-old girl set out to vandalize her ex's car. She was furious because he still, that deadbeat, he still owes me $700.
Oh.
They spray painted the car and even threw eggs at it.
Oh, for God's sake. Children, come on.
In your face, car.
Yeah.
And guy that owes me $700.
But now has to do $1,400 worth of repairs to his car.
Unfortunately, they got the wrong vehicle.
Oh, that's so sad.
The car belonged to a neighbor, not her ex-boyfriend, and the damage is estimated at about $5,000.
Oh, my God. They've just trashed that car. Maybe you can get a nice wrap put on it, cover up the
damage. Even worse, the deputies caught Evelina driving with two open containers of Four Loko in plain view.
Oh, what's Four Loko?
I think it's cheap wine.
Oh.
I think it's like strong. You know what?
How it sounds like an energy drink.
You know how there's like malt liquor?
Yeah, yep.
I think Four Loko's like
the wine version of that. Okay.
Here we go.
It's described as a premium malt beverage.
Mm.
Malt beverage.
So it's more like a malt liquor than like.
Yeah.
I never had it.
No, me neither.
Never heard of it.
Isn't it new-ish? I feel like I've never heard of Four Loko. Is that like, it feels new. It feels like Monster Energy drink.
I don't know. I honestly never had it, and I certainly had my share.
Yeah. When it came
More
out,
than
it,
my
had,
share.
It had caffeine in it.
Oh.
It was one of those drinks.
Oh.
They don't do that anymore.
Wait, so it was a malt liquor that was also infused with a bunch of caffeine. That's what you want. You want the drunk guy to be just wide awake.
Well. Evelina has been charged with criminal mischief, contributing to the delinquency of a minor because her friend was possession of alcohol under 21 and a DUI. The 16-year-old was charged with possession of doobie weed over 20 grams.
Oh, how much is
that? That's a lot of weed. So I remember we used to go buy an eighth. That's 3.5 grams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or is that a quarter?
No, 3.5 because seven's a quarter. I used to.
But an eighth was like an eighth of an ounce.
That's how I paid for stuff in college. I was a DJ and I sold weed.
Oh.
So I put myself through school.
So yeah, whatever. 3.5 grams. So 20 grams is a lot of doobie weed.
Yeah.
Thank you for the backup.
Yeah, it's not much.
3.5 or 20?
Yeah, it's 20. It's whatever.
20 is a lot of doobie weed.
Is it even an ounce?
Well, now we're getting crazy here.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to quantify this.
Quarter ounce is 7. So
I do this next story.
28. Yeah, around an ounce, close to it.
For our boy Aho.
Oh. Hey, Aho.
Hi, Aho. We miss you, buddy.
Nowadays, I'm sitting in your seat, Aho.
Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Supreme is turning 20.
Oh, is that so?
Today.
Oh, my goodness. So they're giving them away for free?
It was their most successful product launch ever, the Crunchwrap, according to their website.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought it was kind of new, but then remember, Alex would always talk about the Crunch. He was like, it's a cheat day. I got to go get a Crunchwrap.
They're marking the 20th anniversary of the Crunchwrap.
Guess what Maddie's getting today?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like lunch.
With new mini Crunchwrap.
Oh.
They're called Crunchwrap Sliders.
Oh, that's fun. That's nice. That's good marketing.
They have their steak and queso crunch wraps. They're half the size, but you get two of them, and they come with a green chili queso dipping sauce. Cheers, Aho.
Cheers. You know, Alex used to talk about these crunch wraps so much that Vinny tried to go get some and then just like left with a da-da-da-da-da. Because what was it? You asked too many questions.
No,
they just didn't know the answers to them.
I had to go. You know how you have to fast for certain things?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'd finished the thing and was like, I'm starving and I know where a Taco Bell is and I'm going to go get a Crunchwrap. And I walked in starving. I'd been fasting. I had to get one of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. The one.
Mm-hmm. Background check.
Yeah. So anyway, I walk in there. I'm ready. I've got my money. I'm ready to order the Crunchwrap. And I just say to the young man behind the counter, can you talk to me about the Crunchwrap? Which one do I? I'm looking up there. I don't see the. And he looks up there and he goes, I don't know. And I go, what can you tell me about? And he goes, I don't know.
Just order a Crunchwrap and find out all there is to know about it. No,
take a bite.
You can't just walk in and order something off the menu. He's got to be like, what's in that?
I just wanted to know what the difference. I think I was asking the difference between the two or something like that. And the guy just was like, I don't know.
Well, that one has beans and that one has meat.
All right, never mind. And I just left.
Do you think he was brand new?
No, I think he just didn't give a flying you-know-what at all. Zero cares ever about me and my desire. I hadn't eaten for like however long.
You were you would have eaten anything.
I was starving.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know what I'm getting so that I know that I'm going to get. And the guy just could, no help for you.
Honestly, is that who you want to buy your food from anyway? I mean, you needed to go somewhere where they were making their food with love.
Even a burrito should be made with love.
That is not going to happen, and that expectation is far too high.
You want the food, you know, evenly distributed so that your bite isn't one of all this or all that. You want a nicely made burrito with the, you know. Anyway, never mind. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Four Loko's been around for 20 years.
I never heard of it.
510 says, mini crunch wraps, let's go!
Oh, sounds great.
Do not boycott Uranus, says 510. Don't worry.
Listen, Uranus isn't selling anything, all right? It sells itself. That's all it's got to sell.
That's for sure. Eating out doesn't count. Neither does locally owned anything. It's the Nationals. Big box.
All right.
We're trying to avoid the big box stores. Vin, I love you and your laugh. That's nice of you to say. Thank you, 510.
Sometimes I just want to choke him out when he just can't stop laughing. I'm like, stop laughing. Stop laughing. We're moving on. Stop laughing. And he's laying on the floor, like curled up in the corner.
Well, I imagined all those ladies gathering together and throwing you out of the spaceship. It was funny. Here you are talking trash to them. And I'm like, you know, I bet they all vote you out.
Someone's got to go. Cut the dead weight.
Who's this loudmouth? Get rid of her.
Yeah, I'm your only hope for survival, ladies.
Bye.
Do you have a parachute for me? I'm sure I'll make it. It'll be fine.
All right, go on. Do your game.
All right, so earlier today you were talking about kids, how many kids you should have. You should have 14 kids.
14 kids.
Whatever it is. So there's a few in here that are super easy, like because we talk about numbers of kids that celebrities have all the time. So we'll start with Nick Cannon. How many kids does Nick Cannon have, Maddie?
9.
16.
Let's see. It looks like Maddie gets that point. He has 12 kids. How about Elon Musk? How many kids does Elon Musk have? Vinny, you're first.
16.
13.
It's exactly 13.
Son of a...
So, now those are kind of outliers. Let's go. Let's look at a few.
He's three up on me now.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Luckily, I have a few of these. All right. How many kids do Robert De Niro and Steven Spielberg have? They have the same number of kids. I'm not talking a combined number. They both have this number of kids. Maddie, you're first. How many kids do Robert De Niro and Steven Spielberg have?
16. I'm still in Vinny's.
15.
They have 7. That's a point for you, Vinny. How about Eddie Murphy? Large brood guy.
Is it me?
It is you.
16.
15.
He has 10.
All right. 10 kids, though. Come on.
10 kids.
Pretty good.
How many kids do Tori Spelling and Rosie O'Donnell have? They both have, these are not combined. These are just people who have the same number of kids. How many kids do Tori Spelling and Rosie O'Donnell have? And this is for Vinny first, I think.
12.
11.
5. Only 5 each. I'm so sorry. That's
wait,
a point
but you don't count them together?
Yeah. Oh, you add them together, and then you would win? Would that?
No.
Don't I?
I'd still win.
Fudge.
All right. How about Madonna, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt, and Shaquille O'Neal? Each of them have the same number of children as the other.
Okay, but we're not going for them added together.
No,
we're going for just the, okay.
They're all people who have this number of children. And Maddie, you're first.
6.
7.
The number is exactly 6. That is 2 points. And here's the, let me see here.
Well, that was the death blow, wasn't it?
The final one. The person who wins this one, this particular one is worth 10 points.
Oh, what? That's not fair.
I see me making a comeback. Let's do it.
What are you doing? What, Sarah? What did that do to you?
I don't know. I just feel like
By the way, the people are saying you can't go to get a Crunchwrap today.
What? Oh, yeah. You can't go get a Crunchwrap today. It's a chain.
I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, go tomorrow.
Or later today.
Okay, don't do that. See, but the whole point is that we're boycotting. 415
says Vinny wanted a Crunchwrap, but not the Supreme that was on the menu. That's what the mix was.
Oh, yeah.
There was some mix up.
Yes.
And the guy just would not help me.
Right. Or did not know how. Okay, here's the final question worth 10 points. I mean, you won most of the games this week.
Yeah.
He only won one game. Or you're going to crush him right now with a score of 17 points.
All right, let's do it.
All right. And we're going to make Maddie go first.
Oh, that's double.
How many kids? Just quit complaining. I'm going to make it's 20 points now. It's worth 20 points. Alec Baldwin, Mick Jagger, and Marie Osmond each had the same number of kids. And the number is?
7.
8.
The number is 8, exactly. And that by a score of 21-7, Vinny is the winner.
I play this in protest.
El campeón del pueblo.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm good.
Okay, great. Goodbye. Don't forget, we're on again tomorrow for the Saturday morning special. Same bad time, same bad channel. And Janie has 4 chances. Actually, there's 5 more chances to win these Disney tickets. So keep it here on Alice all day. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Oh, and enjoy the Oscars. Don't forget about the Oscars.
And the planet.
That's the planet parade.
Yeah.
The parade of planets at dusk tonight. Very exciting.
Thank you.
See ya.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.